We were. And in many ways still are. Quite a force to be reckoned with. We destroy teams. Though not as much lately. But back then, man, we were racking up so many points that the press branded us the Ops Line, as in Special Forces. The Ops Line snipers of Oliver, Perry, and Sylvanson eliminate the competition with ease. There's nothing covert about this line's scoring prowess. We worked our reputation to our advantage. Trash-talking on the ice and taunting players became our pastimes. We also happened to get a lot of pucks in the net. Ah, the good old days. We still trash-talk and taunt, but we aren't as lethal as we once were. We just need to get back on track, I murmur to myself. The season doesn't start for a few more weeks. I'll have my shit together by then. I better, since I'm the captain of the team. If I go down, we all sink. And that's not fair to anyone, especially not to my line mates, Nolan and Benny. Over the past couple of years, they've become my best friends, which is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing that we play so well together, but it's a curse that we also have a tendency to fuel each other's vices. God knows, this off-season, we've become far too focused on partying and women. Like me, my line mates are extremely popular. Hell, let's not mince words. We're gods. In the hockey world, it's good to be a god. Guys want to be you, and girls want to do you. Multiply that all by 100 if you're not an ogre in the looks department. And none of us are. Not to brag, though I guess I kind of am. But I have the most women falling at my feet. Hell, I've had women who've wanted to lick my feet. Like, literally. There was this crazy bitch this one time. Wait. I digress. Back to where our team is today. Floundering in a sea of mediocrity. After that first good regular season, we fell apart during the playoffs. A dirty hit that sent me flying into the boards also sidelined me with a concussion. It didn't end there. More bad luck plagued our team. Nolan went into a scoring slump, and Benny took a punishing check against the boards that broke his foot. We were knocked out of the playoffs in the first round. I went to Minneapolis, my hometown, to sulk. Next year will be different. My always positive father tried to reassure me. He was wrong. We missed the playoffs entirely the following year, for reasons still unknown. Then there was the season that just ended this past spring. Another disappointment. Las Vegas Wolves fold, knocked out once again in the first round. Needing a break from all things desert life, I said to Nolan and Benny, fuck this shit. That was over 3 months ago. We were in the middle of cleaning out our lockers for the summer. My line mates looked at me, confused. And then Nolan finally asked, fuck what shit, Oliver? What are you going on about over there? Everything, I replied, gesturing around the empty locker room. We're done, finished. Let's get the hell out of this place for a while. I meant Las Vegas, the city, and I think Nolan was catching my drift, but Benny misunderstood. Dude, Benny began, we better get out of here soon. He checked his watch. We have a tea time at 2. He meant the golf game we had planned, but I was having none of that. Fuck golfing, I snapped. I'm talking about really getting out of here. We deserve a much-needed break from this whole damn town. Nolan looked intrigued. What did you have in mind? I happily shared with him and Benny what I'd been thinking about for days. Let's head up to my house in Minnesota. We can spend the summer on the lake. I grinned, bad intentions in mind. You know I'm a fucking rock star up there. We can party every night. Hell, we can fuck and get fucked up till training camp starts up in September. Benny was in immediately. But Nolan had to think it over in his thoughtful kind of way. At last, he said, okay, let's do it. Since that day, we've been partying like rock stars. Or, more accurately, like out-of-control hockey players. We're still on a roll, even though it's August and we have to fly back to Vegas real soon. Until then, however, I vowed my cool contemporary house by the lake will remain the place to party. It's our ops base for debauchery, after all. In reality, though, this craziness can't go on. We all know that.